Hello, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm going great. Well, this is Roger calling you from, Prime Design. We remember we scheduled this call to discuss your homepage mockup that is approved.
Yeah.
So, is it a good time to do that? I guess I'm 19, 20 minutes late.
Yeah, no, now it's good.
All right, perfect. So, shall I send you the Zoom link? You ready with the changes?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Well, let me just quickly gonna share the link. Do you have the access to your email?
Yep, I have it open right now.
Perfect.
Officials here and countywide. We also have some information to report to you from the county spokesperson who told us that the sheriff of Allegheny County not long ago had to take out a cease and desist order for at least
three. Paul, check your email. I just sent the link.
And posing as election polling security people in an attempt to possibly interfere.
Hold on one second.
They issued a cease and desist order. They were trying to find those at least three people, possibly more, but they have not been able to.
What? I'm not done. I have this last page. You can start doing yours now. For some reason, it's making me update this, so.
All right, take your time. If you want, if you're in front of your computer, we can try AnyDesk. Have you ever used AnyDesk?
No, I never used that.
All right, it's a software, a remote desktop software that we can use as an alternate to share the screen.
Okay.
All right, open any browser. And type down anydesk.com. Do you want me to spell it?
No, I got it. Anydesk.com.
All right. When you will get onto this website, you see a download now button. See that? All right. Click on that. Now at the bottom, do you see a file, exe file, getting downloaded?
Download now.
Now at the bottom left corner or right corner, maybe you have this, file getting downloaded. AnyDesk.exe.
Okay, so it's Windows.
Done downloading? All right. You got connected through this.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. All can you watch my screen?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First of all, I would like to apologize for yesterday. Actually, you know, got a wrong, you know, perception. Or maybe, you know, I was having a hard time making you understand. Like, we just wanted to provide you something unique, something new, all right? We don't want it to replicate Equinox, all right? But since, you know, we got to know that you more like interested to replicate it instead of coming up with something new idea or new look and feel, so we just copied it. Now, when we copied it, for you, when you see these two concepts, V5 and V6, both of them are similar for you in terms of look and feel. The change that you will see there is just going to be the change of picture, all right, that we have, you know, placed there. But actually, there is a change of technology as well, right? How? If you see this, this one is just a sequence of picture, all right? It's something that can be done on a template version, all right? It's basically a sequence of picture aligned together to give you a look. If you see the part which is getting connected to it, so it's not having that kind of a finishing, all right? But if you will go on to this version, it's like a parallax effect, all right? If you slide down, now this picture is getting appeared instead of, you know, just a complete picture. It's a slider. For now, if you see, the eyes are not visible. But if you scroll down, the eyes are visible. Same goes for the next image, right?
Yeah.
So this is basically a different technology, all right, that we wanted to provide you. It's there for you. I think that, you know, you might have noticed that already, and, you know, you might have chosen this one.
Yeah, no, I like that slider. The only thing was when I slid it, it would go, like, to the third, fourth column. I wanted to see if there was a way where every time you, like, slide it, it just goes to that very next column. You got to keep sliding it to get to the next page, you know?
Automatically, auto slider.
Because I have a...
You're talking about auto slider?
I have a touchscreen. And on my touchscreen, when I hit it, it would go to, like, the third or fourth page, like when I would scroll it. And I like the way it scrolls. I just wanted it to be able to scroll, like, where it goes to the very next page and people get a chance to see that. But I like the way it scrolls.
I'll take care of it. We'll do that. See, it's just to give you an idea about the structure, the layout, the graphic.
This is perfect. This is exactly
what
I
know that. Glad to know that.
I
told you, it's just, you know, misunderstanding. It was just we wanted to provide you something, you know, different from Equinox, just because, you know, we wanted you to be, you know, something different. But now we got an idea. We are on the same page, and we're glad that you like this concept. So shall I finalize V5 for you instead of V6? Because I told you the difference, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It will be, you know... I would say a better version because it's having a slider view, parallax effect, right? So V5 will be finalized. I just want you to respond us back, you know, if you could respond, Mark, on the same thread, like you like V5 better than, you know, V6. So we will
you want me to say that on the email?
Yeah, because, you know, yesterday what happened, like yesterday when we ended the call with you, Mark was like, you know, I actually spoiled the client experience, right? So I just wanted to make sure that he gets informed about it, and, you know, it's like kind of sorted out in between us, right? Because you thought that I'm going to try and upsell. You know, I was trying to show you features that can be added. But I'll make sure I'll keep my suggestions with me rather than, you know, sharing that with you so we can just follow your direction, all right?
All right. Perfect. All right, so I'll send that in the email.
Mm-hmm. Now we will jump on to designing the inner pages for you, all right? Like your About Us page, Classes page, Training page. Now if you see Equinox, over here in the inner pages, they're not having the parallax effect. Every page is having a different look and feel, all right? If you see this, the structure is changed based on location.
Yeah.
Now let's say if we go into member benefit, it's a different layout.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So would you like to replicate it then again, or would you like us to come up with something unique and different?
Yeah, with this something like I actually the play like this page you clicked into, mm-hmm. I like that more than the last page.
All right, rather than so, club page,
this is
location page,
yeah.
Basically. So every location is, you know, in a separate box. So that's the reason.
Yeah, yeah.
The layout, you know, is set up like this, right? However, in
yeah, no, I like. Yeah, I like the way that members the way it is in the members.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the way that looks.
All right.
So
you want to
go to the classes.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the yep. Okay. So you see how like the movable screen? I want to do something like that with the classes, but go down and keep going. Like, I'm sorry. Can you go to the training box first, and then I could set up the classes? But I wanted our training, our platform, to be kind of like this. Like, when you hit that personal training, go down. You have a screen of somebody training. And then right here is kind of like three boxes or multiple boxes of all of our trainers, right?
I got
so that they could click, and they could click information about each trainer and kind of go to another page where it's just for that trainer to update.
All right. So it's going to be more like different boxes, just like we find a partner. It could be Paul, all right? The next could be Roger, all right? So let's say if I click
yeah.
on Paul, I'll have a bit description, right? Paul and his
uh-huh.
picture right here. Let's say if I click on Roger, there's going to be another image just like this, the way it's coming up. My make real results happen
yeah.
would be changed to members, correct?
Yeah, it would be the trainers, yeah.
I'll
put some verb speak to that, yeah.
So first, I will come up with a structure, all right? It's just
uh-huh.
going to be placeholder text, placeholder picture, all right? We will just...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, all right? And as soon as you finalize the layout, we will work on the content in the next step, all right? You will have to keep the content
okay.
ready with you, all right? As soon as the phase will come, I'll have you updated. You're just supposed to share that information with me in a Word document, and as soon as I'll get it, I'll start updating it onto the website, all right?
Okay. Okay,
now,
yeah, we're shooting a... We got a photo shoot, and we're doing a whole editorial for that, so I'll give you all that as it comes in from the editor.
Perfect. Share it with me, and I'm going to place it onto the website. All right, now for this top
okay.
video. Like this, these videos. Do you have these videos, or do you want us to provide these videos?
No, we're going to make them.
All right.
We're gonna make some. We're gonna make some in our gym.
All right.
So we're gonna make the videos. We'll provide all that.
All right. And what about the branding? Do you want that videos?
All the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll have all the branding. They're gonna be in our shirts. They're gonna be at our gym with all our logos and everything. It's gonna be
mm-hmm.
a fully branded experience. So.
All right.
We'll have all that.
Share it with me what you've got, right? And if there would be any room for improvement, I'll share it with you, all right?
Okay. All right. All right, that works.
All right. And what else? Any other idea? So it's going to be different layout for different pages.
Yeah, because all we want to talk about, we want to have the one layout for the trainer, the space for the trainer, the space that speaks to duet classes, where they would click duet classes, and a space they would speak to group classes. And then the group classes would pop down to all of our scheduled classes where they could click, and then they can go and schedule the time for the classes and pay for them all there. And
all
then
right.
we would connect. And then we have a store with Printify that we would just wanted connected with. And we have a Shopify store we wanted connected with, so everything kind of when you see spas and shops, it's basically connecting to those things. And that would pretty much be it. The one thing like member benefits would be kind of our why page, where we would kind of tell the story of our gym, what we provide a little bit, and all of our testimonials and all that type of stuff.
All right, let's say it's your website, and we're talking about this website. We have a shop page, all right? So once I'm going to click on shop page, do you want me to take you to your Shopify website?
Yeah, I want it to kind of seamlessly go to, kind of like how it's a whole other website. And when you click, it goes to here, and it's all of their wear. It would basically go to our Printify shop, which has all of our apparel.
I would like to repeat my question, right? There are two terminologies, right? When we say connect, there are two different ways through which we can connect it, right? For now, I think that you're referring, let's say if I click this shop page on your website, now this domain would be no longer there, right? It would be your Shopify domain that will appear right after I hit this shop page. What I will see here, it's going to be Shopify something. It's not going to be Equinox.com, all right? Let's say, do you have the website? Do you can you share the URL of your Shopify website?
We don't have it up yet. Everything, we're branding all of it. We don't even sell anything on it.
So, what if we as assist you do that?
Oh, you want to, you got, wait a minute, say that again, I'm sorry.
I can assist you set up that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can assist you to set up a Shopify website and get that connected to this website, all right? Now, this is one terminology where I will click on shop page and I will be redirected to your www.paul.com. That is going to be your Shopify website, right? This is one way of doing it. But I would say that this is not a professional way of doing it, all right? Rather than this, I can change the technology of the website that we're creating, all right, this website. And we will interconnect this shop page to this Shopify page, all right? Now what will happen, the website that you have, Shopify, it will be there, the way it is. And the website that you have, this Team Venus, it will be there the way it is, all right? Let's say if we click on Shop, it will be having your products mirrored on this website from your Shopify page, all right? Now, it will make your life easier in terms of managing it. If there would be an order, that order will be placed on Gym Venus, all right? The payment would be taken or accepted to Gym Venus. But the order would be allocated and fulfilled by your Shopify account or Shopify website, through which you would just be managing one dashboard and one panel, and you have all of it in there. And one more thing.
Okay.
What is your plan in terms of managing the inventory? It's you who's going to manage the inventory?
No, we have a third party that we're working with that handles all of our inventory distribution.
Perfect. But you will just be updating that information in terms of pricing, and you will just, you know, showcase the product on the website, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. So for that, you know, that is doable. We can do it. And, Paul, there is one more suggestion, all right? Most of the inventory that you would have would be these T-shirts, all right? Maybe your jacket.
Yeah.
All right, trousers. With your branding, right, the Gym Venus having your logo there, that's what you're going to be, you know, selling. Instead of having a vendor, we can get you connected with Printful, right? Now this
use Printify.
You use Printify, that's fine with me. I can connect your Printify, and I will make it automated. So you're not supposed to, you know, do that manually. Like whenever there is an order allocated, it will automatically be synced up on your Printify account. You were not supposed to log in your Printify account, add the details, place the order that you have got on your website. Automatically, it will be I locate it to your Shopify and Printful. It's going to work that way. If you want, I can do that for you.
Yeah, that's what I'll have the Printify. That'll be perfect.
All right.
We'll probably use the Printify before we use the Shopify, honestly, because all we're going to be selling is all the Printify gear.
So rather than doing that, let me give you one cost-cutting suggestion.
Okay.
Rather than going Shopify and paying an ongoing payment to Shopify, you can get your own e-commerce setup on this website, right? Now, if you will do your e-commerce setup on this website, all the functionalities that you will have on Shopify will be created on this website, and it's going to be a built-in functionality that we will create. The way you invested for this website at a one-time fee, and you not be paying to us anymore, same way we will upgrade the package with a certain fee, and you are not supposed to pay any more to Shopify or to us, but you will have everything connected through your website to Printify or to Printful, right? And whenever there is an order, you know, place it going to be placed on your Jim Venus website on the shop account, and it will be fulfilled by the vendor that is your, you know, shop, Printify, whatever you mentioned. I can do that.
Yeah.
So this way you eliminate the cost of creating a different website, another website, right? Along with it, a ongoing fee that you're supposed to pay to Shopify. Getting my point?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't see, you know, at yesterday you got angry when I was trying to suggest you things, and you was like, I'm trying to, you know, upsell you, right? And again, it will be additional fee, but the concept is different. I see a room for improvement, and I'm just sharing my experience and the capabilities that I can, you know, show you in terms of, you know, it's going to be your favor.
For now, I'll get you the Printify. We can set up the Printify, and then we'll talk about building that shop a little later. I just want to get the Printify up for now.
See, Printify, to connect the Printify is the same thing that we're discussing about the shop page to be connected.
So, wait. Okay, so for me to get a shop connected, I have to pay extra, basically?
To create the Shopify functionality, to get you the dashboard that you have on Shopify, it will be an extra. See,
no, the Printify account. All I want is the printer, like when they go to shop, it goes to our Printify account and they can see the shirts for now.
All right. So you want to just redirection, not interconnect?
I want a redirection for now. I just want to see how everything goes, and then from there we can talk about any paying for us to change to better. I understand what you're saying. I get exactly what you're saying. Like, I know it'll probably look better, and over time we'll probably do it. I just want to get some of the preliminary stuff done and just get it connected, because this is what we budgeted is what we budgeted. If he would have told me before, like, hey, to pay for this, and this, he just gave me that quote. I thought it would take all of that in there, but if that's something extra, right now that's something I would have to talk about my partners about before I agree to say, yeah, I want to add an extra thing.
Sure. You can do that. You can always discuss that. It's just I'm sharing an option with you. You can have a discussion.
No, I like the option. I want to do the option. I want to do that.
And that would be a professional way of doing it.
For my partners.
Correct.
Yeah, I got the approval from my partners. That's all.
Yeah, all right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to work on your inner pages, all right? Member benefit, about us, classes, training, shop, right, sign in. And I will get back to you with the inner pages, all right? So probably Thursday, all right? Maximum Thursday.
All right.
I will get back to you with all.
And can you send me a what it costs for to do the shop the way you're talking about, so I could just present it to my partners?
Sure, I can. See, price would not be a problem, right? Based on budget, I can provide you, you know, your functionalities. For example, let's say if you go for shop setup, all right? So if it's just going to normal shopping cart, it could be covered in, you know, just $1,500 to be paid more. and we'll provide you your shop functionality with having your, you know, inventory showcase onto the shop page, having a cart functionality where your visitor can add the product to the cart and proceed to checkout, all right? That functionality can be done in 1,500 more, all right? But let's say if you want more features to be added, for example, we can provide a complete tracking system, all right, order management system, a order history. For example, if I visit your website, a website will automatically ask me to sign in, all right? Now, this sign-up would be from Facebook, Instagram. It will give me an option to choose. Just you know, open any of the app. And then automatically it will save the information. Now, the next step, when you add the product into the cart, the product will be added, plus it will have a wish list and a comparison. On that, you will be able to see the product reviews. Each product will be having a rating, a review. Obviously, only the positive reviews would be published by you, but it will actually help, you know, to grab the attention of future value clients visiting your website, and it increases the sales. It does, all right? Along with that, once the order is placed, they will get informed about Printify. Just like Printify shares the shipping details with you, all right, like it will tell you the arrival time, how soon you, like a complete ETA will be provided, all right? And in that, it will connect you with the steps. Like now it's with the delivery guy. Now, you know, the delivery guy would be, the parcel will arrive in next 3 hours, 8 hours. And as soon as the parcel receives, you will get an option. The client will get an option, time to unpack the parcel with an option to post a review for the product. If it's going to be positive review, you will publish it right away on the website. If it's a negative review, you will just simply got to delete it. Now, with that, you can manage your inventory. You can manage your user area. Let's say if client requesting for a refund or an exchange, right? Mistakenly, it's your mistake or Printify mistake that they delivered a wrong option. You can simply refund them or exchange them or return them, you know, whatever the amount you want through the website system. Shall I show it to you just as a reference?
I want to see it. I just don't have any time right now.
All right. So we can do that later. Let me get back to you with the inner pages, all right? Just you share this idea with your teammates,
yeah.
And I will show you a complete presentation in terms of the website that where we have these inventory. For example, like this is one website. If you see, it's complete e-commerce, and it's basically, if you see, there are 750 products on this website, and none of the product is going to be fulfilled by my client. All of them are, I would say, drop shipping products, all right? All of them are drop shipping. All the products that you see here, drop shipping.
Yeah.
You're just going to be getting, just to give you an idea, I'll show you how it works, yeah. Right? With the shipping options, 35 days, 31 days, pay a day, and get a delivery. I'll show you when we're going to get connected, probably on Thursday, and we'll go from there. Right?
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah, I love where it's going. That's perfect.
Thank you so much. Glad to know that, you know, we are back on track, and we are on the same page. I would highly appreciate if you just send an email to Mark telling him about V5. However, I'll make sure on Thursday we'll get back to you with the inner pages. All right?
Okay. All right. Perfect. All
right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, man. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.